So what's your assessment, Coach, of the men's team after the first 2 days?
You know, in terms of looking at medal potential, you know, we're about where we thought we would be. I mean, of course, we had a miss in that 400 free relay in the morning. You know, Connor Yeager, what heart that kid has to come back in that 400 free and really kind of lift us up as a group. And I even thought David Plummer tonight, I mean, kid swimming with some heart, and that was an awesome swim. Matt's through. You know, we got a little bit unlucky with Connor there in that second semifinal, and Ryan was good moving through. So we're advancing through the stages. We're kind of moving through what we need to do, and I think our guys know that the latter half of this meet, days 3 through 8, is where we start to roll. And so we got some good momentum heading into tomorrow, and we're going to take it. We get some fresh guys out of the gates. You know, we get to see Kevin Portis, Brennan McHugh. We get to see Tom Shields. Tyler Clary finally gets the race. So now we're starting to see some fresh blood into this, and so we're excited about that. And I think, you know, the 800 sets up well for both Connor and Michael. So I think we got some good events ahead of us and some good opportunities coming up.
Just want to touch on that free relay a little bit. When you saw how they were doing as the race was going on, did you think in your mind that there was a chance they weren't going to make it back?
Yeah, we were pissed about that. I mean, I think that's the short answer to that long question. I mean, we're pissed about that. All 22 guys are pissed about that. I think, you know, swimmers in general are pissed about that, and you know, you probably don't want to write that specifically, but we're mad about that, just everybody else, and that was on day one, and we're past that. You know, we're closed out on day two, and so now we're trying to make up for that. You know, it's one event, it's an important event for us, no doubt, and we like relays, and we like going after relays and competing relays, but I think collectively, yeah, we're pissed about that, and so now we're taking that and going forward.
How are the men and the women feeding off each other's performances? I mean, it looks like, you know, with especially the way Katie was swimming, how do the men feed off what the women do?
Yeah, I mean, as a coach of a men's program, I would recruit Katie right now, you know? So, I mean, it's awesome to see that, and the way she just goes about it, it's just really cool. It's inspiring to see. And so when you have swims like that, even getting fourth in the 200 IM tonight.
Maya,
thank you. Gosh, I don't know why I got stuck on that, because my daughter's name is Mia. I couldn't put it together. But Maya, I mean, that was inspirational, man. She, 208 for that girl is awesome, and how tough she raced that. I mean, so it's good stuff to see. It's good all around. And so we know it's a long meet. It's 8 days, and we've really stressed about how we move into the meet, how we move into the day, how we move into the session, how we move into the race, and how we move out of those things. And so, you know, now we're moving out of this session, we're moving out of this day, and we're getting ready to move into the next one. So our guys are handling that really well.
Even though, you know, you're confident that things are going to get better, has this been, even before the meet started, has this been causing sleepless nights, or you know, been able to be able to feel good about everything that
no, I've been resting well. Thank you for looking after my sleep. I appreciate that. You know, I think the great thing about this is when you're surrounded by good people, not only the 22 men on the team, but the staff that we have. When you're surrounded by these great people, you just know that everything is looked after, and so we feel good about that. How our guys are looking after each other.
I just want to say hello to this guy, because I see him on TV all the time. Nice to meet you. I watch him all the time.
So it's you know, it's just cool how these guys are handling this meet each day, each session. So no, I'm sleeping well, Jeff. Thank you for asking.
Well, we're always looking out for you, Coach. Thanks.
Appreciate that. Yeah.